The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him, and calling together all chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. From you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. Then they saw that the star had stopped. They were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him all homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own town, country, by another road." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I used to do theater in high school, if you can believe it. The memory that marked me the most was playing a character as if I was really that person I was doing. So God's relationship with Israelites seemed like a divine drama in a theater, where we see ourselves in those characters, and we just heard our gospel lesson show us on stage these wise men. I call them stargazers, and or you could call them magi, or which there was a word in there that says magician, but they were really experts in astronomy. So they had traveled afar from the east seeking to welcome and worship the newborn King Jesus. Now, we have no way of knowing how these stargazers came to connect that extraordinary star, that they could obviously tell that star was extraordinary. And so they followed it, how they could connect that star with the birth of the King of the Jews. Now, can you imagine, now, as one of the biblical commentary was saying, that there were many Jews in the East who were in exile, so they could have told them about the Messiah from the Hebrew scripture, and then how that connected together is one of the most incredible coincidences. And so, but is there anything that is a coincidence with God? Is there? Now, what I saw was that God was drawing them. Of course, they are foreigners and they are coming into Jerusalem, but here it is that God's hand was watching them, was pulling them, was leading them to himself. And now Matthew is telling this story about all the strange events that happened in that night so that we can discern and understand the mission that God had in mind in this divine drama and how we fit into it. Now, of course, these wise men were from the east were foreigners, which means perhaps they had no idea who Yahweh, the God of Israel, is. And so, but nevertheless, I can sense that he was drawing them towards Jerusalem. And so, now the plot thickened because King Herod wanted to know where this king is born at, asking out of jealousy, not because he wants to worship him or anything like that, but to get rid of him. But the bad news is, we all fit in some of all these characters. All of us are born in darkness. You know, little child, a toddler, if you tell the toddler, here's the cookies, don't touch them, it's almost the same as giving permission, oh, I'm just going to go and get them. So we have something born attractive to the darkness in some way. But here's the thing, could it be that these magi had tremendous confidence in their knowledge and their ability, which really is putting faith in those false gods? Now come to think of it, do you know the names of the stars? Some of the planets, they are called the names of the Roman gods. So let's say Jupiter, the chief of all the Roman gods. See, they had all those Roman gods. And so maybe in their astronomy in those days, they were like, oh, the very best of their time. And here is God that is also wanting to teach them through their own knowledge of astronomy. Now, if we think our knowledge and abilities are sufficient to save us, then clearly we are mistaken. With all the medical technology that we now have, and we are very grateful for that, we have all this technology, but human knowledge is still limited. There's still more to figure out. But how about King Herod now as a character? Was he really interested in this newborn king? Yes, but not for a good reason at all. He was interested primarily in himself and his own ambitions, and enough to sacrifice those kids, the children in Bethlehem. And he felt threatened and then tried to defeat God. And sadly, there are many Herods in our time. You can call them psychopaths or narcissists. I don't know what that word means. Narcissists, if you like, you can call them that. But they couldn't care less about what happens to others as long as they win. And that's not God's way. On one hand, we have these foreigners and wise men who had arrived in Jerusalem seeking, and they represent all of us who are not Israelites. And like them, God draws us to himself so that we can discover whom God has created us to be. So it's really an opportunity for us to re-examine our ways, to reshape our ways, and also to follow God's way. So what better way to begin with a great start in the new year? By reshaping all our ways in ways in which that we would follow God's ways. Now, we have on the other hand King Herod's character that represent all the Jews, and just because in the Jews it's through whom the initial promise to come into the world came through them, so that they may be a blessing to all the nations of the world. And so on that side of the Jews, we also know about the Pharisees, and we also know about the high priests. They were indifferent about all that was going on. They failed to apply God's word to themselves. Now, isn't that happened a whole lot of times, even with our lives? When we think of God's word, we think of it applying to someone else, that we're not thinking about God's word applying to ourselves. So that happens to us as well. And so they failed to read the signs of God making a comeback into the temple. Now, you know that the Israelite has sinned, and so the glory of the Lord departed from the temple, and now all the signs were ready that
God was coming back into the temple, and who is supposed to know all about this scripture? It's them, right? It's them, the Pharisees, the high priest. They are the people of the book who knows the scripture. They missed it.
So, and I sense that, like them, we desperately need God's guidance. All of us, Jews or Gentiles, were at some point in darkness and needed divine light. And that's why Paul prayed for Ephesians to have a spirit of wisdom and revelation, to know Christ deeply, to enter into Jesus more deeply, to learn more each day, to be like Jesus each day. That's what he was praying for them. And then he told them about the immeasurable power for those who are in Jesus Christ. That was God's mission, to put us right on the right path, so that we can shape up and turn to God, who is the source of life and truth. And I wish we would be all guided by God and to share into divine life, which our Holy Communion signify. Well, in the meantime, where are we at? Think about it. Where are we at? So many people are troubled these days. Our souls often live in disquietness. Do you know what I mean by disquietness? There's so much going on in our lives. There's a lot of noise everywhere that we often fail to see or discern what is God trying to tell us. Of all the things that have been happening around you, have you ever stopped and wondered, what are you trying to tell me here? Is there a specific word that you are trying to tell Americans at this point of life and this era? Is there a specific word that you are having for people of a country of Venezuela or Burundi or South Africa? What is it that God is trying to teach us at this point in our lives? Maybe if there's so much noise around us, maybe we are not listening because there is trouble. We think that there is trouble where Christ is trying to impose us maybe tough and unachievable reforms in our lives. Or are we troubled that Christ will come and take away our fun, our benefits, and our fame? Well, in this divine theater, Christ brings peace to our souls. He leads us to himself. Whether he is using an angel or a star, he's leading us. And think of this. If God can use an angel or a star to guide people to himself, is there anything that he can't find for you to guide you? Think about in your own life, in your own home, from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the plans that you have. Is there something that God can't use to guide you to himself? So be attentive. Don't miss it. It may be in the most ordinary moments of your life. Amen.